You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And joining us on the line right now is Fairfax County Police Chief Edwin Rossler Jr. We wanted to talk to him about something that was being discussed yesterday in Fairfax County, and that is the concern over the rise of gang violence in Fairfax County. Good morning to you, Mr. Police Chief.
Good morning.
Listen, here's what's going on. We got this thing in Rockville. We got this thing over here in Montgomery County. There's been a series of reports in the Washington Post about an increase in gang activity. And in Fairfax County, you believe that there have been 7 murders that have been related to gang activity in the last year. How serious is this problem, and what is being done to combat it?
Well, there have been 7 homicides in the region of Northern Virginia since last fall. There's been 1 homicide to date involving at least, and unfortunately,
Chief, I'm going to have to ask you to see if we can reestablish that call. Unfortunately, the call is breaking up, and we're hearing about every other word. So while we pause for just a moment to have that, let me share something with you that Pat Harity, who is on the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, said yesterday. He heard a report from the chief, and the chief gave him all the details about the rise in gang violence. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you know, we need to do something about this in our schools. Here's Pat Harity and a hat tip to Channel 4 for this story.
We shouldn't be surprised when the federal government puts 1,500 undocumented minor children here, many of which have no family connections, many of which can't read and write in their own language, and they put them in our high schools, and we've got to educate them. It puts a huge strain on our schools, on our police department.
Yeah, and that's what he was talking about. It really is a strain on your department, is it not, Chief?
Can we get some of these undocumented minor children into federally funded programs that give them the help that they need outside of our school system?
All right. Well, the chief is back with us. Chief, is it a problem for your police department? Does it strain your resources?
It's not straining our resources. We are well established with a Northern Virginia Regional Gang Task Force that's comprised of a multitude of law enforcement agencies from the region, the state, and the federal government. And our problem is we're reactive to it. We generally don't learn about the gang activity until a crime has occurred, especially a homicide. And our problem is prevention, to get the community involved, not to be afraid to call 911, and for parents or those that are supervising children to understand the signs of gang activity that their children are involved in. And one of those signs is an over-involvement in social media, withdrawal from social activities and being out late at night, which is when the gang activity occurs.
Isn't it true, though, that many of these children do not have parents or not in the care of their parents? They were sent across the border. They were unaccompanied minors, and we shipped them wherever they wanted to go because they had, quote unquote, family in this area or anywhere in the country. So I don't know how supervised they are. Isn't that part of the problem as well?
It's a mix. Some of our suspects involved in homicides and other gang-related crimes are born here in the area, in the United States. And then there are others that have come into the United States as unaccompanied minors. Our most recent case of homicide this year, there's 10 suspects which depict that mix. But you're absolutely right. These are teenagers or children, if you will, that do not have a sense of family, adult supervision, and that's what the gang provides them. That's what attracts them to the gang.
You're asking for the public's help, and I think that's a really good idea. How would they know what is gang activity and what is not gang activity? What are some of the signs?
Well, several decades ago, it was pretty easy to understand gang activity because the gangs would hang out on street corners. They would use graffiti to mark their territory, and they would wear colors. Today, most of the gang activity is occurring on social media. They are using Facebook and other apps. And what we need is those that are supervising children to look over their shoulders and understand what are they doing on social media. And if they see that they're dealing in drugs or have other gang symbols in their rooms or on their social media, to call the police and allow us to help intervene and get them out of that lifestyle.
And now that's an important point here, that you don't want to necessarily come in and arrest these kids. You want to come in and sort of save those kids from getting deeper involved.
Correct. There's no way we're going to arrest ourselves out of this problem. It's prevention and education. All our school resource officers in the middle schools and the high schools are working with an engaged school community to educate and prevent. However, it's parents and other caretakers that we need to bridge the gap on this issue with.
And what age kids are we talking about here? High school children or even younger?
We're seeing middle school kids as a primary target.
Middle school,
because they have middle family and the gangs are heavily recruiting middle school children.
Wow, that's
incredible,
really,
because we've been talking high school this whole time.
Yeah.
And we have to look even younger than high school and look at the middle school kids. That's eye-opening.
Very quickly, I know that you are loath to get in somebody else's crime, but when you look across the river over in what happened in Rockville, do you have any thoughts?
Obviously, that's a horrible event, and that's something that we don't wish on any community or any of the victims of this type of crime. And I don't know the particulars of the investigation at this point in time, but obviously it's alluding to gang activity. And these are things that we're talking about as a emergence of crimes against children, and it's mainly gang on gang. And we need to prevent this, and we need the community's help to educate each other and stop this.
Yeah. Fairfax County Police Chief Edward Rossler, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.